I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
Listening to RSN Radio.
Hey, it's another wonderful week here. Doing an early bird special, because turns out I have something to do tonight. So, there's probably going to be some people confused tonight when they tune in at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time and like, where's Voice? Well, he's doing his show early. Okay, so, not much change this week. Those of you who are on the live stream can see that, let me take this away for a second. You can see some wires and boxes hanging out on my room. It's because my stereo decided to die, and I've got a replacement coming, but in the meantime I have to get everything ready for that. That's my big thing for the week. I broke my stereo. Well, I didn't break it, but it no longer powers up. It's got its little red light on. It's on its standby, but it just does not want to power up anymore. So that's all she wrote. Anyways, it's RSN Live. This is your wonderful host Voice, as you can see down here on the wonderful live stream, which I'm again experimenting with. This one is actually being recorded because more of this playing around thing. You guys may or may not have remembered RSN TV. It was a very failed experiment. Very failed. That involved some kind of weird convoluted system I dreamed up, and no work. So I'm you know, the live stream stuff, I've been slowly working my way into it, learning the ins and outs, the what have yous. So one of the things is this live stream studio, so it allows me to run videos when I'm not live on a 24-hour cycle. So it sounds interesting. I'm going to give a shot recording these live stream video casts along with the stream. Speaking of, if you guys are hearing some weird hissing noise over the live stream, it's something with Windows. The Windows driver on this new motherboard, I guess, is not doing so hot. I may have to invest in a video card. Yeah, that's the next thing I need. I'll have to invest on some kind of like good sound card of sorts. That's how it works sometimes. If you aren't hearing any hissing though, let me know, because that's really something I would like to know, if this thing is really broken or not. Also, for the podcast listeners, if you want to go ahead and listen in live, well, you are listening live. What am I talking about? I'm getting my things mixed up here, man. I'm very, very, very out of it. As you can tell, I'm actually half asleep, and I have some place to go tonight. It's going to be really fun. Anyways, so for our podcast listeners and, you know, the live stream viewers as well, if you want to go ahead and chat with me while I'm doing this, if you're in a live stream, you do have the chat option, but I'm really not paying attention to that thing at all. The IRC option is the best option to go with. So there's a multitude of ways to do this. If you have a standalone IRC client, which I would recommend, you can go to the Surreal Chat IRC network. That's at irc.surrealchat.net, and I hang out in the Sonic Stadium, Radio Sega, and Radio Nintendo channels, which Fast Feet just learned today. The primary channel for all of this is on the Afternet side, which is irc.afternet.org, and you can just hang out in the RSN chat room, aptly just RSN. It's got a little bot in there synced in the streamer, all those little goodies. And if you don't want to do that, If you're watching the live stream, there's actually a little scroller, or there should be, right along the bottom here, that eventually we'll come up with some link saying, if you want to chat with us, click here, and that will take you to the web app to chat with us on the AfterNet channel. Both sites have their respective web chat systems, but I would say go with AfterNet because that one's a little more stable, and I just don't like Java-based chats. It's really not just good at all. So that's how you get along here. Anywho, it's a loosely Sonic-themed show, so I guess I should throw some Sonic stuff in here, huh? Let me go ahead and pop some things up here. I need to grab some of my linky links. We're gonna play some music, is what I'm basically coming down to. So, as a voice, I shall return shortly. All right, back. Fun times, fun times. See, it's a little difficult, this episode, because I'm doing it so early. A lot of people don't seem to be around or paying attention, which I guess that's to be expected. Meh. Eh. Meh. So, I guess I can't really start a lot of dialogue here, other than just, well, you know me, I'm a computer geek at heart here, so I just happen to hang out with a lot of Sonic fans and run a Sonic fan website and host Sonic fan websites in my spare time, but I've never really actually deeply followed any of the events or the comic books. The only comic book I have is the one I got from Radio Sega Segathon, which is still hanging out back there. It's underneath the Sonic RC car. Best gift ever. Anyways, so long, awkward silences. Bitchin'. Anyways, I see that a lot. We're falling into that problem again where I just keep saying, like, a particular word over and over again, and it just makes me sound like an idiot. But maybe that's the whole draw to this thing? Meh. And like I said, it's a little difficult when there's not much going on, because there's no one here. One of the usual listeners I know is out of commission computer-wise for a while. So that's where that boat drops off. And the other few don't usually get on till a lot later. It's 4:50 p.m. Central Standard Time, by the way, if you're wondering when this is recorded. And as I stated, I'm doing this a bit early, because I'm going to Medieval Times after this to give my thoughts on a new show that they've just started putting into production. So, hey. Gets me out of the house. It's always a good way to spend the evening, I guess. Isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah. That's another thing I need to start doing, is getting out of the house a lot more often. There's nothing to do around here. This city is probably one of the worst cities. I'm not talking about Chicago. I don't live in Chicago. I often say I'm from Chicago. I'm actually in the suburbs. Most of you that are on Sonic Stadium should already know where I live. Not street address, but the general vicinity. But this town, it's just, there's nothing. Nothing at all. They cater basically to the retirees. And, you know, not knocking fine arts, but they cater to that group as well, heavily. And there's just nothing for any normal person my age to do around here. I actually have to go out to Schaumburg, Illinois, if I want anything to go on. So, I'm screwed on that front. And that costs some money because of the tollway. Meh. Oh well, let's see, what else we got here going on? We got 2 months left now until ASEN, which is the last weekend of April. I'm actually kind of debating if I want to do a live show from there. I mean, obviously not from the actual event. I would have to actually probably pay them to do that. And I'm just not that good of a show to do that. But I can possibly do it from the hotel room. Possibly. That is something I will have to ponder in the coming weeks. weeks. It's hard to believe. It's already March. It's March 1st. How many weeks we got to go, actually? Eight weeks till ASEN. So, by the way, if anyone is listening or watching to this that's from the Chicagoland area, the OR is going to ASEN. Like I said, I will be there. I've already got my badge. Got the hotel room set for the weekend. Not going to be dressing up as anything. Nope. I don't think I'd do it too well. I mean, I've seen cosplayers, and I'd have to put a little more work into it. First off, I'm still working on losing the weight. You don't need a chubby version of whomever showing up at one of these events. It's just, it looks disturbing. I mean, I know there is Sailor Bubba, which, if you guys have never heard of that, it's just a obese guy dressing up as Sailor Moon, but everyone loves that. It's one of those things that I guess he just goes around to a lot of these anime conventions, and it's okay. I mean, it's good if you can pull it off. I can't pull it off. I would fail miserably. I would just look horrible. Not to say that I don't have any, I have no shame left. I'm pretty much doing this live stream thing, showing myself. I don't exactly look very camera friendly. I frighten small children. No, not really. Although I did for Halloween, but that was just because of the way I had the house set up. I swear I'm not creepy outside of Halloween. Let's keep it at that. this song has been playing over and over again. I just realized that. Let's click over to that for now. So, you know what? I think I've actually, I'll give it a few more minutes babbling, huh? Babbling's always a good thing, right? I actually almost didn't do this tonight because of, that is really hanging out there, I just realized. Anyways, no, this almost didn't happen tonight because I've been having a lot of issues with, just getting my laptop and the desktop to communicate with each other. You've heard me rant before about Pulse Audio. It's this really horrible sound server that for some reason all the Linux distributions insist on using, and it just causes nothing but problems. It's always problematic. I finally just got to the point today where I just said screw it, uninstalled Pulse Audio, and so this is all running raw. Luckily, it still works, but until I get that all figured out, I'm actually not able to have Skype included in this show, unfortunately. But it doesn't matter, because we didn't really do much Skyping anyways, so... I mean, come on. It's not like I really lost anything by doing that. What else can I talk about? Let's see. I mean, there's all that ASEN talk. And by the way, if you guys have never been to an anime convention, I would definitely recommend it. At least go to one. A lot of these anime conventions usually have like a day pass. Like I said, I've got myself set up for the whole weekend, Friday through Sunday, for ASEN, which is held in Rosemont, Chicago, folks. Chicago. Rosemont, Illinois, which is literally a river across from Chicago. You can actually just go to acen.org, acen.org, to get any information on there. The only thing that might kill you there is pricing. ASUN is pretty pricey for an anime convention, but they are a fairly large convention, so, and they are doing it in one of the more prime convention center locations in the area, so I'm sure that costs them a lot of money. But a good example, I was clued into this by another Sonic Stadium regular. I can't pronounce it right, but it's Collisicon, I want to say, is the correct pronunciation that I was clued into. And I did that for a day, and that was like 15, 20 bucks. Now, to give you an idea, if I remember correctly, let me go to the ASUN website really quick. I think it was like, they want 60, I think, for the day. Let's see, registration information. Singles. Oh. Never mind. It's a little bit more reasonable. It's 60 for the full weekend at con, meaning you just show up there and like, hey, I want a full weekend, bitch. 60 bucks. I got mine for 43. But just looking at the pricing right now, for example, Friday and Saturday are 35 bucks for the day, just the one day. Let's see, Sunday is $25. It's weird. I'm trying to look this up, and they don't have. They don't really have much information, ironically enough, for children pricing. I just noticed, I mean, there is a, apparently they have a children's day on Sunday, which will be free, but, you know what, I'm going to be the dick. I'm going to call him out on that one. I'm going to call him out. Doing that on Sunday is a dick move, because Sunday is the shutdown day. It is a 24/7 operation, but the convention closes at 5 on that, and it just seems like kind of a dick move, really. I'm sure some people will be upset at me for saying that, but that really is a dick move. but, you know, they got to pay their bills. So, anyways, like I was saying, don't let that spoil anything. I mean, it is a pretty fun event. All that fun goodness. It's just sometimes you read some stuff and you're like, oh god, you guys are making it hard for me to sell you. But like I said, if you can, just go to like one anime convention. They're usually pretty interesting. You get a lot of crazy stuff. There's that one picture I used to annoy Silver Sonic with, that is of someone cosplaying as Silver. I did actually see someone dressed up as Sonic, but it really wasn't that good. It's like a light baby blue color instead of the. I found this out just randomly reading. I guess Sonic's color is cobalt blue. Something to keep in mind for you people that want to cosplay as Sonic. Cobalt blue. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and go into our next musical bit. So I'll be right back. That was always a good mix. You know, for some reason, I really liked that one. I have no clue why. Sorry, I just gotta add some stuff here. And of course, I'm told during the course of all of this that this isn't really relevant to any of I would say 90% of you guys, but apparently Linode just had a security breach of sorts that has pretty much compromised everyone's manager account, which means I have to change my password on it now. This is great. That would happen just after I sign up. Oh well. Crap happens all the time. You just gotta be one step ahead. One step ahead. And if you're wondering what I'm doing right now, I'm trying to find more music to play after my little... I was supposed to do this when I was, supposed to do this when I was, you know, playing music. I've kind of tried to set this as a new rule, that I try to find this music prior to the music set ending, and naturally I fail. So, let's see what we can find real quick here. Let's see. Well, I know you guys are gonna want to hear that. Go with another fancy track. Okay, I think that's all set. How much on that block? 720? That's a decent sized block. Anyways. So, we'll see what happens next week. I know in the news, the main news, you know, the non-Sonic-y news, there was that whole Ohio high school shooting thing going on. And you know what? Allow me to rant a little bit. I just find the whole high school shooting thing to be incredibly stupid. It's always the same case. The person that does the shooting is always the bullied kid. And you know what? I'm sorry, that's not a valid excuse for doing anything like that. It just isn't. it's especially, you know, crap when you find out people died because of it. And again, it's freaking stupid. Or you have the person that's disturbed. Okay? Again, not a valid reason in any rational form. We didn't really... I don't recall these issues happening that often prior to, like, the 80s. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't, you know... Maybe I need to check into that a little bit more. But, yeah, no, that's just... And this is coming from someone who was pretty much bullied all the way through high school. And I didn't, you know, solve my problems by running into a school with a gun and going crazy or stabbing people or what have you. But it's just people being freaking... Let me check something here, because somebody may have changed a map to a broken map. Why are people changing maps? Sorry. I'm easily distracted. I'm looking at my TF2 server. Anyways, back onto my rant here. It's stupid. And no offense to any youngsters listening, but it really reaffirms my belief that today's kids are just incredibly weak in being able to handle themselves with that kind of stuff. Again, like I said, I was pretty much bullied all the way through high school, and I just dealt with it, you know, in my own way. I didn't go crazy and start beating people up or shooting people or stabbing anyone. Am I worse for wear from that? I don't know. But, fact still remains, I didn't go crazy on people. So, that's all I can say about that. Just the stupid crap that I've had to listen to this week, because, as I've pointed out, I work in a data center in a NOC. And one of the things that's characteristic of a NOC is that they'll always have a TV tuned to one of the major cable news channels. So naturally, this happened, what, Monday? I had to listen to all of that Monday through Tuesday. And I'm not saying that like, I'm not saying that is... What am I thinking here? I'm not saying that in a way like I'm annoyed that I had to listen to it all week. It's just, it annoys me that people are that stupid. What is that? Whatever. So yeah. What else can I really talk about? I don't really want to cut this early. I got 15 minutes to kill. I really should strive to overshoot the hour, as it were. But, I guess apparently, stuff. And everyone is still... By the way, I know it's been pretty quiet in the IRC chat room, but people are still going on about that tweaker thing. I mean, yeah, it's disturbing. I've read the log. I've read the logs, and it's literally one of those moments where I actually said what the fuck out loud. But for some reason, people keep telling me about it, and I think it's probably because... For those of you who aren't aware of my history in the Sonic community, I was on Sonic Retro's board back when it was the Simon Wise Sonic 2 beta board. And that place was freaking sweet. I have a bias. I'm not really a big fan of Sonic Retro. I think they're a bunch of assholes, but... Oh well. Anyways, my point there is I had a history... Me and Tweaker were always going at it, arguing and stuff, until he finally banned me, because he threatened to leak out everyone's passwords, and when I pointed this out on the message board, I was subsequently banned for leaking staff logs. But, so, I have a history of that, and everyone knows that, so naturally everyone links me to that kind of stuff, or they talk to me about it. And I just don't I don't care too much about it anymore. I've tried to put that all behind me, because quite frankly it's stupid to keep going on about that. You know what I mean? So now that, let's change the topic yet again. As soon as I can. God. One of the things I don't like about Procaster is it gets in the way sometimes, you know what I mean? For some reason its window just hangs way out there. sorry, I'm reading some other stuff. Like I said, I'm on multiple IRC chat rooms. I'm not just on the four chat rooms I mentioned earlier in the podcast. But it's just funny stuff gets relayed. Let's change you. Shall we? That'll work for now. I'm actually gonna go ahead and skip into a music break. So, I'll be right back. Thank you. Well, that was a close moment there. I'm randomly talking. I just look over and see there's like 12 seconds left on that song. And I think what makes it worse is IDJC will cut a song out if it detects silence for too long. So it'll say it has 12 seconds left, but if, for example, that song had 5 seconds left, or, well, 5 seconds of silence, it'll just cut it right there. It'll say, all right, you're done. And then I'm left struggling to find the switch. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, there's a switch on my headset that I use to mute the mic. Because I don't trust the buttons on the system here. And I am blinding myself looking at this light. Okay. Well, of course, we are naturally reaching that time where it is time to call it a day or a week or whatever you want to call it. And naturally, to close this out, what should we do? What should I do to close this out? What do you guys think? I'm thinking dubstep, personally. Let's see what we get. What was a good dubstep? No, I'm not going to do an SWS2B clip of the week. I'll completely run out. We'll go ahead and just, I think I'm going to go ahead and just do this. Let me add some controls here. I got to stop the recording after this is done, obviously. So, alright. Until next week, this has been Voice with RSN Live. It's been disappointing as always, and hopefully it'll be less disappointing next week. I doubt it, but until then, see you later.
You are listening to RSN Radio. Now with 30% more birds.